and doing so much of my research with purgatory, both those that teach about it and those that interview those that have mystical experiences of it, often they avoid some of the obvious questions that we should ask them. So for instance, the book Get Us Out of Here is amazing. It is an absolutely amazing book. But in listening to a talk by Father Mark Goring, who also posts his homilies on YouTube, he was talking about another book where a very obvious question was asked that you must know about. And the question was, what's the reason that most people go to purgatory? Check out the answer right here. Maria, why does one go to purgatory? What are the sins which most lead to purgatory? Maria Sima responds, sins against charity, against the love of one's neighbor, hardness of heart, hostility, slandering, calumny, all these things. Saying wicked things and calumny are among the worst blemishes, which require a long purification, yes. Other sins against charity are all our rejection of certain people we do not like, our refusals to make peace, our refusals to forgive, and all the bitterness we store inside. Later on, she asks, please tell us, who are those who have the greatest chance of going straight to heaven? And Maria Sima says, those who have a good heart towards everyone. Love covers a multitude of sins. That's the type of information that we need to keep on hand at all times. And yet, shouldn't that be obvious to us? Us as Catholics, shouldn't we be experts on what charity is and how much we should give it to others and how we should live it in our own lives? But it's often the things that we know the least about. And this is where there is a lot of misunderstanding, especially amongst conservative Catholics. So first of all, we should learn from Jesus that he gives us one absolute rule. He gives it at the Last Supper at the very end. And you know it, and I know it. When he speaks it, he's giving all this teaching for 3 years, and at the very end, he summarizes with the rule that he considers the most important rule. Love one another as I have loved you. The rule of charity. But often, especially conservative Catholics, we throw it away. Why? Why? Let me tell you why. Because the liberal Catholics make a different mistake. They throw everything else away except saying, love is the most important thing. Love, 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 love. And so they take hold of love and throw everything else away. They throw away belief in this, belief in that, belief in the other thing. You know that, and I know that. And so what do we conservative Catholics make the terrible mistake of doing? Well, we don't want to be like the liberals, so we certainly don't want to talk about love. But we will talk about hell and heaven and purgatory and all these other things. And both of them are wrong. Both of them, conservative Catholics and liberal Catholics, are dead wrong, because everything leads you to love, and the two cannot exist without the other. Why do we go to confession? To confess sins against love. Why do we consecrate ourselves to the Blessed Mother? So that we can love more intensely and benefit from her love. Same reason why we consecrate ourselves to Saint Joseph, to the angels, to Sacred Heart of Jesus. Why do we receive communion? So that we can increase in our charity and love more as God loves. Why do we go to Eucharistic Adoration? Same thing. Why do we pray the Rosary? So that we can help other people remove obstacles so they can love too, so that changes can be in the world, so that there can be more love in the world. Why do we have exorcisms and deliverance and fight against demons? Because they block us from loving well. Why do we believe in everything that we do? Why do we believe in purgatory? Because you did not love, and that's why you go to purgatory. Why do we believe in hell? Because you really rejected love, and that's why you're in hell. And how do we believe in heaven? Heaven is a place where love is perfected. Everything in our faith leads to love. And that is the pinnacle and the most important thing. We do not pray as an end in itself. We pray so that we can love better. We do not go to Mass as an end in itself. We receive communion so that we can love better. Because if you only receive communion and are still a hateful person, it's for nothing. And those of you that believe that are very mistaken. You're missing the point. Why are we Catholic? So that we can have all the tools necessary to love as much as God wants us to. That's why. We're not just Catholic for its own sake. My friends, my name is Alvaro, and this is the channel Uniquely Mary. And today I am fired up about the topic of love and charity, which are the same thing. Love and charity is sacrificial giving of self, the way that Jesus does on the cross, for the benefit and salvation of other people. And it includes a warm and fuzzies, It includes telling people things they don't want to hear, things that I just told you. And it includes telling people good and loving and supportive things. It's the good stuff and the difficult stuff, not one without the other. And today we are praying for the souls in purgatory and making reparation for those that sinned against charity. And as you heard in the beginning, it's the biggest reason why people are in purgatory. So open your ears because this is super, super important. Now, for those of you that are stubborn and only believe something when a saint or a doctor of the church tells you what it is, here goes. Now, that which is of itself always ranks before that which is by another. But faith and hope attain God indeed insofar as we derive from him the knowledge of truth or the acquisition of good. Whereas charity attains God himself, that it may rest in him, but not that something may accrue to us from him. St. Thomas Aquinas. What does that mean? When we act in and live in charity, we attain God. We get the prize. We arrive at the goal, not so that we can believe all the truth and learn more things, but we've arrived at the final prize of which we need nothing else more. And that is the most important thing for us in how we live our life. Everything that we do in our life, not just religiously, but also in the secular world, we do so that we can love. We build cities, make order, have a good economy, have jobs, have houses, have clothes, eat so that we can love. And you must see the whole of the universe and the whole of creation through this lens. Now, enough about theory. You know that we are atoning for the souls in purgatory that sinned against this greatest of virtue, the greatest one, the goal of our faith. So, today is Sunday that you are listening to this. I am challenging you to have a 24-hour charity marathon. Now, you can make it mean whatever you want, but the idea is that you spend the entire day of Sunday being as charitable to everyone possible, giving people money, giving people love, giving people affection, encouraging with your words, praying for them, doing things for others, exhausting yourself until you fall flat on your face at the end of Sunday because you've charitated yourself out and you practically have a heart attack and die. And then you give all of that to the Blessed Mother and say, Blessed Mother, this is an atonement for the sins of those who sin against charity. That is what I'm challenging you to do, and I'm going to do it as well. So this Sunday, and this 19th day that we are in, and we are almost to the end of our journey in purgatory, let us atone for the sins of those that sinned against charity. My friends, let's do this. Let's reach our goal. Let's live in this virtue of charity for this one day, 24 hours, to an insane level. God will bless you tremendously. Thank you for joining me today on day 19. I'll see you tomorrow on day 20.